The Bensington Society. At last, clout casting time has arrived, and let's hope the weather agrees. Although if the May refers to the blossom, not the month, with global warming, we could have done our casting at the beginning, not the end of May, when the blossom was well out. The April talk, Living the Lexicon, given by Simon Wenham, was about the development of the Oxford Dictionary, a book most of us take for granted and only refer to when there is a dispute during the latest game of Scrabble. However, when did its compiling start? Who was involved? What was the process and how long did it take? Simon delivered the answer to these questions and a whole lot more. It was started in 1857, and the original plan was for it to be about 7,000 pages long and to cost about £9,000. In fact, the first volume, A to AB, took 5 years and was 352 pages long, and all 10 volumes were not finished and published until 1928. Sounds a bit like the budgets of our Ministry of Defence for the latest warship or combat aircraft. When you read this, we will have started our summer break, having had the May talk on our most needed insect, the bee. Bees in the UK given by Yvonne Parks of the Oxfordshire Beekeepers Association. There is no Friday evening meeting now until 25th of September, when the talk will be The Greatest Story Ever Told, The Story of You, Me and Everything, given by Professor Tim Coulson of the Department of Zoology at Oxford University. Also an organisation that we have supported since its inception around 5 years ago, the Benson Community Shed, known as Ben Shed, will have opened its doors at the Old Youth Hall, starting with their opening party on the 9th of May, with its aim of providing a communal workshop and craft space for anyone who would like to meet up with like-minded people and share or develop their skills. Its opening hours initially will be 2 to 5pm on Mondays and Wednesday afternoons and 10am to 1pm on Friday mornings. Many people have been involved in its development, but one in particular, Robert Field, deserves a great deal of thanks for his dogged persistence and belief that Ben Shed will make a much needed addition to our vibrant community-based organisations in Benson. For further information, you can see their website, benshed.org.uk, or you can email info@benshed.org.uk. Finally, for all our members and readers who may have missed previous announcements, after 3 long years, the Weir at Benson Lock is now open, thus affording access to the Thames Path to Wallingford. And that was written by David McGill.